Good morning. As Larry just said, my name is Kelly McDonough, and I'm a senior program coordinator for School Health Connection, which is a New Orleans-based program. And this morning, I will be presenting on behalf of our team a presentation titled Incorporating Movement into the Classroom, Increasing Physical Activity in Schools with Instant Recess. I have no relationships to disclose. So just to give you all a little background, a little context for kind of who I am and kind of what brings me here. So School Health Connection is a program of Louisiana Public Health Institute. LPHI is a statewide nonprofit organization founded in 1997. So our offices are actually located here in the Central Business District, about 2 miles from where we're sitting right now. So LPHI coordinates and manages public health programs and initiatives in the areas of health systems development and community health improvement. So LPHI works across a series of health portfolios, including like tobacco control and prevention, HIV/AIDS, school and adolescent health, maternal and child health, health research, etc. So the school health work that I do is part of the greater work that we do at LPHI. So as I said, School Health Connection is one of the Louisiana Public Health Institute programs. Our program was established in 2006, so post-Hurricane Katrina, in partnership with school health service providers. School Health Connection works with schools to develop comprehensive school wellness programs, traditionally using the CDC's coordinated school health model. And we also provide support and technical assistance to school-based health centers in the greater New Orleans area. So that just gives you a little background kind of the organization and program I represent. So that being said, as we get into our work specifically around physical activity in schools, I'd like to start with a little introduction around instant recess. So instant recess is one example of a physical activity break program that can be easily implemented by schools. So instant recess was created by the late Dr. Toni Yancey. She was a professor at the UCLA School of Public Health and a public health practitioner in the fields of obesity, nutrition, physical fitness, and chronic disease prevention. So instant recess, they are 10-minute physical activity breaks that are video-based. They're available online or on DVD. And in 2011, my program, School Health Connection, partnered with Dr. Toni Yancey to bring this program to New Orleans schools. So this presentation and the work that we do here in New Orleans includes instant recess as an example of physical activity break program, but also the concept of in-class physical activity breaks in general. So just to kind of define what this concept is, they are short bursts of physical activity incorporated into the school day, so they're easily integrated into the classroom, composed of a series of simple, easy-to-follow movements. They can be done by anyone at any time, anywhere, and designed to require minimal disruption of routine. So this is, again, something just a short burst of physical activity, be it that it's either video-led or something that the teacher creates on his or her own, that can be done in the classroom at any time without moving any furniture, doesn't require any equipment, so a really kind of simple concept to infuse physical activity into the classroom and into the school day. So as I was just kind of starting to say, there are a variety of physical activity breaks available in addition to instant recess. So you may have in the past heard this concept also referred to as a brain break or a brain booster. These are all just kind of different names for the same kind of initiative. So over the past 3 years, so since we started this work in 2011, we've identified a number of physical activity breaks of varying styles and durations available online at no cost for our schools to use. So these breaks vary in addition to the instant recess 10-minute breaks. They might be 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, whatever amount of time a teacher has available with his or her class to use. And oftentimes, they really do vary in their type of style that they are. We found particularly with the younger grades that the students really like breaks that involve a verbal component. They kind of like to have that verbal release in addition to the physical release. So something that allows them to kind of sing along or count aloud with is particularly popular in grades like pre-K through 3. So why is this important? Why do we do this work with our schools? So students spend up to 9 hours a day in schools, and they're inactive most of that time. So to meet the national recommendation that youth be physically active for 60 minutes each day, physical activity is needed before, during, and after the school day. So physical activity breaks are part of the solution to the lack of physical activity that our youth are seeing. So the idea is hoping that these physical activity breaks, in addition to recess, in addition to PE time, in addition to extracurricular physical activity-based programs, will cumulatively get youth to the total of 60 minutes of physical activity each day. So as I just said, instant recess and other physical activity breaks are part of the solution to the lack of physical activity provided for students. And in addition to the great health benefits that this initiative has, it's also a really great way for teachers to re-energize students and draw their attention back to learning. So when I train teachers, that's something that I really always kind of frame it for them, because we know that schools and teachers are asked to do more and more and more as time goes on. So it's really important that when framing these types of initiatives for schools, you really kind of bring it back to that shared goal and remind teachers that this is something that will help them in the long run as they kind of pursue their academic goals, and that it'll re-engage their students back to learning. It'll re-energize them and refocus them at the task at hand. So School Health Connection at this point has had a fairly lengthy history with instant recess and other physical activity breaks. So as I mentioned earlier, School Health Connection initially partnered with Dr. Tony Yancey to bring instant recess to New Orleans schools as part of the solution to the lack of physical activity being provided to high school students. So here in Louisiana, high school students are only required to take 1.5 years of physical education. So it's only 1.5 years out of the 4 years that they're in high school. So with that being considered, and also in consideration of the fact that many of our local high schools have block periods, so 90-minute class periods, we wanted to look at different ways to start infusing physical activity into the school day, again, as part of the solution to the lack of physical activity that students are getting, but also looking at ways to kind of just re-energize them, refocus them into their academic lessons. So moving from there, we worked to create 3 new instant recess breaks, because we wanted them to be for New Orleans students by New Orleans students. So there was already a good number of instant recess breaks that had been created by Dr. Tony Yancey and her team, as well as a team located in North Carolina. So they existed, but we really wanted to make some that would appeal to our students. So we worked with 3 New Orleans high schools, and the students designed the moves, they chose the music, they were filmed in front of a green screen, and New Orleans backgrounds were dropped in. So we really made early efforts to make sure that these would appeal to our audience here. And then from there, we piloted instant recess in 2 New Orleans high schools to really see how this would work. So there was a rigorous evaluation that was conducted in 2012. So from that, and kind of where we moved on to from there, School Health Connection identified the following recommendations for moving forward with this concept. So what we actually learned from kind of where we started with this initiative is that this concept should really be emphasized in elementary school settings. It just did not take as well as we would have hoped in the high school setting. High schoolers just are a little more self-conscious than the younger ones are. So even though we put in a valiant effort into making the break something that we really hoped would appeal to our students, it's still something that we found over the years that we've been doing this, that it is still most popular in the younger grades. So kind of most popular from pre-K through 3, a little less so between 4 through 8, and then a little more or less so as you get into high school. One of the other really important lessons that we learned, and then that we really took as we moved forward with implementation, was that the program or the concept is far more successful when you let it proceed organically as opposed to prescriptively. So what do I mean by that? When we had our evaluation, when we conducted it in 2012, in keeping with the evaluation methodology, we kind of had some more stringent requirements about how often these breaks were being used. At that time, we were just specifically asking teachers to use instant recess, and we found that it just wasn't really taking on. So since then, in our efforts to recruit schools to participate and to train teachers, we found that it's far more successful if you kind of come in with the approach as, hey, here's this really great resource. We've trained a number of teachers in a number of schools, and they have had a lot of success. I encourage you to try it out. Look through the variety of breaks that we're presenting you on this resource list. If you try one break and you don't like it and your students don't like it, don't quit the concept. Look through it and find what really works for you. In addition to that, it's also really important when initiating a concept like this in schools to also really kind of give teachers and just school staff in general ideas about how to use this concept. So we found that some teachers in some schools like to use physical activity breaks on a more kind of scheduled basis. So, for example, at the start of each school day to kind of get their students ready for the day, I've had kindergarten teachers let me know that for their students that still take a nap during the school day, that it's a really great tool when you're waking up sleepy five-year-olds to get them again invigorated and refocus them for the rest of the day ahead. Similarly, it's a good tool to use after lunch. Again, you bring your students back to your classrooms and you can kind of, again, give them that those few minutes and then settle them down very quickly. On the flip side of that, it's also something that's a really great tool to use more reactively. So we encourage teachers as well to think about times when they just are observing that their students need a break. So either that they just sense that there's too much energy in the room or too little energy in the room. So when you're kind of looking around and you see the eyes are kind of drooping, you know, the heads are kind of leaning, to really just, you know that the minute or 2 minutes that you'll use to give them the break, while you might be taking a break from math for 2 minutes, you're kind of going to get that time back because your students are going to be more focused than they were before you took that break. Something else that we learned that we would recommend when moving forward is to build student demand to increase school buy-in support and participation. We have some really active youth advocacy groups here in New Orleans, or just any type of student groups that may exist in your schools, any youth advisory committees, student councils. And if you kind of get the youth on board and they recognize the importance of the concept and have that youth voice actually speak to their own school administrators, it's something that really kind of helps to move the concept along. So it's still going on that more organic, voluntary basis, but it kind of just helps give it a little push if it's something that's hard to catch on. And then finally, something that I've already mentioned a couple times is be prepared to offer up a variety of ideas around physical activity breaks. So we have more so stuck with either instant recess or the variety of physical activity breaks that we can find online. So again, those are video-based concepts, many of them available on YouTube at no cost. And it's just something that it helps to appeal to a variety of audiences, be it different ages, different interests, and then also more so different durations of time. So if teachers feel that they don't have 10 minutes, they can look for a break that's 1 minute or 3 minutes. So that's a picture of some of our kids doing it. So that's an actual classroom in New Orleans. So School Health Connection has committed to making instant recess and other in-class physical activity breaks available to all interested New Orleans schools. So kind of what we're doing right now is, and what we have been doing for a few years at this point, is we offer schools a 45-minute training at no cost. So what does a 45-minute training include? So it starts with an overview of just kind of a database overview, which just shows obesity rates in the United States and how those rates have increased over time. And we use the CDC's obesity trend maps, which tend to be very compelling for the audience. And then we talk about the challenges to physical activity that currently exist, particularly in our city and for youth in general. So talking about how many of our schools don't actually have gyms, talking about how recesses getting shortened or removed more and more in the interest of competing academics. Talking about here in New Orleans how we have some other barriers to consider, how extended school days are lessening the amount of out-of-school time that students have to be physically active, how our lack of community school system has increased transportation time. Students aren't walking to school. They're getting up when it's dark. They're getting home when it's dark. So really just painting that picture for our educators of why they have a really good opportunity to incorporate this concept. And then kind of moving on from the health side of things and remembering that they are in fact educators, and move more so into those academic benefits. Increased concentration, fewer visits to the nurse, things like that that really kind of put it more back in their minds as to why it's something that they should focus on. And as I've already said, to really encourage those that you're training or those that you're presenting this concept to, that they can use it in whatever way works best for them. Use it as much as you want. Use it as little as you want. Use one that practices counting. Use one that features Beyonce. Really, whatever it is that works for your kids. True stories. This happens every day here. So since 2011, School Health Connection has trained more than 400 school staff at 10 New Orleans schools to incorporate instant recess and other physical activity breaks into the school day. So really everything that I've been able to talk to you about here this morning does come from the lessons learned that we've taken on over time. I actually think that this number is even higher because I trained two schools last week, and I think I'm training three schools this week. I don't know, at some point after EPH, I'm fitting that in. So we continue to do this. So we really have found that this is successful. It's a simple enough concept that we've been able to introduce in our schools. And if you are somebody that works either in schools or in partnership with schools, it's something that can be easily infused into the school day. And again, really important, not in place of recess, not in place of PE, not in place of after school, intramural teams, sports teams. So something that in addition just helps students get to that 60 minutes a day, but also again, refocuses, re-energizes. So apparently we have internet and audio limitations at APHI, but I encourage you to visit our YouTube page. So we made a 4-minute video last spring that features New Orleans students using instant recess and other physical activity breaks in their classroom. So our web address is simple enough, youtube.com/schoolhealthconnect. Connection didn't fit. So if you want to go ahead, it's something that it's very interesting, and I think I always like to say, if you don't believe me, kind of see it for yourself. And it's also something that if you have any interest bringing it to schools that you may work with, I do believe that it's a tool that can help outside of New Orleans. So check that out. And then finally, we do have a report that's available that goes into a little more detail about our work with this concept over the past 3 years. So it's about a 10-page report, and we did design it to be a really easy read. So if you have any interest in it, my contact information is going to be on the next slide, and just let me know, and once it's ready, I'd be happy to share it with you. And also, it will eventually be posted on our website as well as our Facebook pages. But I did want to let you know that there are resources available so that if you are interested in learning more and we could not cover it in the 20 minutes this morning, I'd be happy to share more with you. So thank you. Again, if you're interested in learning more, that's my email. You can find us on Facebook, School Health Connection, YouTube, School Health Connection, and our website as well, schoolhealthconnection.org. So thank you. Any questions?
Sure.
Sure. Okay. I'm going to try to do that really quick because that is a long question and I know I'm short on time. Okay. One is that New Orleans does not have a unified school system, so we actually do not have one person to go through at a higher up level. Essentially, right now, we are 90% charter schools, which essentially breaks down to having 26 mini districts. We found that it's a combination of bottom up and top down. So you obviously need administrators' approval to kind of come into their schools, but you do want to build that interest from the teachers who will actually be using it in their classrooms. And in terms of how we got our schools to participate, through our school wellness program partners, we started with them by actually reaching out. However, we just put together with like the video and kind of a flyer, we just did kind of cold calling. So in the summer, I spent a good number of hours just putting together contact information and then just send out the information. So I'll be here for the rest of it if we have more questions. Good. Thank you.
Thank you.